This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 11. Snow. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifice of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Have you ever spilled mustard or ketchup on a clean white shirt or sweater you were wearing? It's a stain you can't hide. And it can be embarrassing if you have to stand up and speak in front of people with that fresh stain showing. King David had a much more serious problem with a stain. The prophet Nathan confronted him about it and told him that it needed to be addressed. Was there any way to remove this stain of sleeping with another man's wife and then murdering her husband? Sometimes we think we can cover up the stains of our sins by placing blame elsewhere. But the stains remain. In Psalm 51, David writes, "Cleanse me with hyssop." The words for cleanse here literally mean unsin. Imagine being able to push an undo button to wipe out something wrong you've done. Hyssop was a plant with brush-like branches, and in ancient Israel, it was used for purification rites. Moses dipped a hyssop branch in blood and used it to sprinkle people and objects to declare them purified. Hyssop was also used to spread blood on the doorframes of Israelites' houses before they were freed from slavery in Egypt. This pointed to the blood of Jesus, which purifies us from all sin. As Christians, we know that there is one cleansing agent, the blood of Christ, that can wash away our sins. So if we repent and ask God for forgiveness, we will be cleansed for Jesus' sake. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.